They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, I'm Lata Jha and a very warm welcome to the latest episode of our show Business of Entertainment. Your weekly dose of the financial performance of what's buzzing in the world of entertainment at the movies, on TV and on streaming platforms around you. Now, the Ministry of Home Affairs has allowed cinema halls and multiplexes, which were already operating at 50% capacity, to now operate at 100% occupancies. Following MHA orders, states like Delhi, Gujarat, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka have also allowed full capacities, with other states expected to follow soon. Movie theatres resumed operations after a 7-month shutdown last October. Trade analysts say that this revision in seating capacity could be a big positive for the film business in India, leading to the release date announcements of large Hindi films. Given that it takes a minimum of 3 weeks of marketing for big Hindi films to hit the screen, star vehicles like Akshay Kumar's like Suryavanshi could be expected to come to theatres for the Holi weekend. Regional film industries like those in the south have already been lining up films for theatrical release, cashing in on the fan base in their own native states. Bollywood, on the other hand, has waited for pan-India theatrical reopenings and revision in seating limits. Buoyed by the success of Tamil film Master, there is a huge regional film lineup in place. For example, the Malayalam language lineup includes Mammootty's The Priest and Mohanlal's Marakkar. Besides medium budget offerings like Operation Java, Vartamanam and others, Telugu superstars like Pavan Kalyan, Chiranjeevi, Prabhas and Allu Arjun have also lined up their films like Vakil Saab, Acharya, Radhe Shyam and Pushpa, one for each month starting April as long as October, where Bahubali director S.S. Rajamouli's RRR will hit the screen. Zee Studios, meanwhile, has a Punjabi film slated for March. Meanwhile, online ticketing site BookMyShow has rolled out a pay-per-view streaming service called BMS Stream in an attempt at a relatively uncluttered space in the otherwise subscription-driven Indian OTT market. Launching with about 600 movie titles, including Tenet and Wonder Woman 1984, the service hopes to reach up to 2,000 films over the next 9 to 12 months, including Hindi, Hollywood, and independent foreign cinema in partnership with American studios like Sony Pictures, Warner Brothers, and Universal Pictures, besides Indian production companies like Viacom 18, Shimaru and Rajshree Productions. That's all we have as far as entertainment goes this week. We will be back next week with more news and context on all that's fun and entertaining in hopefully better times. Till then, stay safe. Thanks for tuning in.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.